Did you hear the words that come together twice at the end of the book of Revelation? First, the Lord says to the church, "Yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Yes, I come." And then the church says back to the Lord, "Yes, come, Lord Jesus." The song that we just sang is another way of saying it. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do and hear. Yes, what the Lord says, I will do. This beautiful words that the Lord writes for us at the end of his book, we're used to saying them at the end of our church services, although usually we say, even so. But literally, the church says back to the Lord the same words that the Lord says to the church. The Lord says, "Yes, I come," and the church says, "Yes, come." So in this reading, the Lord says, "Yes, I come quickly." What does he mean by quickly? How do you feel if you're coming quickly? You feel eager to get there. A little silly example might be if you're playing outside and your mom calls out to you, "Time for ice cream," and you come quickly because you're eager for ice cream. Or a better example might be if your papa's been on a trip and he's been away for a few days, and then he comes home again and you hear that he's home, and you might come quickly because you're eager to see him again. And the Lord is eager to be with us. He wants to be with us. He wants to be close to us and make us happy. So he says, "Yes, I'm coming quickly." And then he says, "Amen. It's true. You can count on me. I'm going to be here for you forever." That's how the Lord speaks to us at the end of the book of Revelation. And it's like when a young man sees a young woman and he knows he wants to marry her and he believes that the Lord wants him to marry her. And so he says to her, "Yes, I am coming to you and I want to be with you forever. Amen. It's true. I'm coming quickly. I am eager to be with you." But he says it patiently and he waits to hear what she has to say. And then if she also loves him, then she can say back to him, "Yes, come. Let's be together forever and ever." And that's the idea that the Lord is expressing to us in the word, the last part of the book of Revelation. Now, so these are words of the church and the Lord being betrothed to each other, promising to be with each other forever. The question is, how do we say, "Yes, come," to the Lord Jesus if we want to? How do we say that? Well, the first way is by reading the Lord's word. We read in our lesson from the Heavenly Doctrine that the way the church is beautifully dressed for her betrothal and then for her wedding is by the word, because the word is from the Lord and it's about the Lord, and it even is the Lord to us, because take away the word, we wouldn't even know that the Lord is. But because of the word, we know who the Lord is. We can hear his voice. We can picture him in our minds. We know what he wants us to do and what he wants us not to do. So the church is betrothed to the Lord by means of his word. Now, sometimes we come across things in the word that we don't understand, that don't make any sense to us. And that's not very surprising, because all the things that we know, in fact, if we were the smartest person in the whole world who's ever lived, all the things we know would be like a little drop of water compared to all the things that there are to know, which would be like a vast ocean, much less all the things that the Lord knows, which is everything. So it's not surprising that some of the things the Lord says to us in his word don't make sense to us. We don't understand what the Lord is saying right away. Now, if we come across something like that in his word, what should we do? One thing some people do is they say, "I think the Lord is wrong here. The word is wrong. It's not true." But they're saying that the Lord is wrong. How can that make any sense? And the problem is, if you carry on thinking that way, eventually you don't believe anything. You don't even believe that there is a Lord or a life after death or a heaven. So that doesn't work. But on the other hand, if you say, yes, this is the Lord's word, and because the Lord says it, it's true. I don't understand it yet. The problem is with me. It's not with the Lord and his word. It's with me. I don't understand it yet. And so I say to the Lord, Lord, please come. Yes, come to me. Yes, what you're saying is true. Please come to me and help me understand it better. And will the Lord come if we ask him in that way? Yes, he certainly will. In fact, the Lord is coming to us all the time, every moment of every day, all through our life, and forever to eternity. But he comes gently. He comes respectfully, sort of like a young man who sees the girl that he wants to marry. He doesn't say, you have to marry me. No, no. He comes to her politely. He comes to her respectfully. He comes to her humbly. And he asks her, please, will you marry me? And all through their life together, the man, the husband and his wife, the husband speaks to his wife in that way, politely, respectfully, humbly, not insistingly, and he waits to see what is she going to say back to him. That's the way the Lord comes to us. He lets us decide how we're going to respond to him. He says, yes, I'm coming quickly, amen, but he waits to see what are we going to say back to him. So we get the choice. We get to choose to say, yes, come. And the first way we say that is by saying yes to the Lord's word and asking him to help us understand it better. And the second way, of course, is by doing what the Lord says in his word. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So when we say yes to the Lord in those two ways, by believing his word, trying our best to understand it, so that we can do what the Lord says, then the Lord can be with us. That's why the very, very ending of the book of Revelation says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.